countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, regional and local newspapers across Ireland retain a very important place in the media landscape. Newspapers like the Connacht Tribune, the Meath Chronicle, Kilkenny People, the Donegal Democrat and more still play an important role in local discourse too. And like many traditional papers across the world, they've had their ups and downs in recent years, trying to win and keep new audiences and new advertisers. But what has really kept these newspapers connected to their readers? Well, many would say that the beating heart of the local paper is the local news, the page devoted to the village, the town, that records the everyday life of a community there. And in most papers, this local news is gathered by people for whom it's a true vocation, a labour of love, a way of life. I'm joined now by a librarian, a news agent and a photographer who also write the local news. Rosemary Gaynor writes the Ballinan notes in the Anglo-Celt. Joe O'Brien writes the Lanesborough and Ballyleague notes in the Longford Leader. And John Reedy writes the Castle Island page in the Kerryman newspaper. Good morning to you all and you're welcome to the programme. Rosemary, I'll go to you first. You're relatively new to the business, taking over from the legendary late Eddie Brady, who compiled the Ballinan notes for years. And when he passed away, there were no notes for a few weeks. And that is when the importance really showed, I believe.
Yes, good morning, Damien. That's true, yes. Poor Eddie, God rest him, would have dedicated 30 years to the Anglo-Celt with his notes. He was a mindful man of information, and the time and detail that Eddie gave to this position was so appreciated by all who read his notes. And I suppose when I was approached and asked if I would do the notes for the Anglo-Celt, and for Ballinan, I actually said no the first time, because I think I felt, it was a WhatsApp message I got, and I said, well, at least I can say no, it's not face to face. So anyway, I came home, and it actually happened that the Anglo-Celt was bought that evening here by my husband. And I said, God, you know, I got a call today, or a WhatsApp today, so I had to say, would I take over the notes for Ballinan? And he said, did you say yes? And I said no. And he said, you'd be well able for it. He says, look, go ahead with it. So I think I felt that I wasn't going to maybe give the way that Eddie had done it.
I wanted
to give him the justice or whatever. Then I realised, I suppose, poor Eddie had passed away in January 2018. This was around April or May in the same year. And there was no notes in the paper, no correspondence. There was no COVID, no nothing. So there was lots of things going on in Ballinan and in the area. And we'll say, unfortunately, there have been deaths as well. And I thought, well, do you know, this, I might as well go ahead. So that was it. I was appointed, and I took the position. And I hope that everyone is happy with the way I do the notes.
Ah, you're doing a great job.
I do my best or whatever with them.
Yeah, you're doing great. So they were missed, and local stories were not being published in the paper, and that's why you got involved. And Joe O'Brien in Lanesborough, you're involved in a long time. Does it take up much of your time?
It takes up a good bit of time, Damien. You spend the early part of the week gathering up whatever bits, local bits of information or whatever stories are to be told, and then you spend the weekend writing it. That's the way I do it. I'd spend Friday night while I'd be writing. Martina would go off and watch the Late Late Show, and I'd go on and do my notes on a Friday night and spend a couple of hours at that there.
And how do you source your where do you get the information?
A lot of it comes into you. A lot of it comes in, and then I try to be expanded a little bit more, so I would be reading all the provincial papers. Being a news agent and being in Lanesborough, we would have had so many people from so many counties down through the years, and there's still some of them are still getting their local provincial papers. So I get a free read before I hand them out. And
you're getting tips.
I would read John quite regularly on the on the Kerry Man, but my favourite paper at the moment now is the Southern Star.
All right,
it's a very newsy paper.
Very good, and of course the Longford Leader is a great paper. You have to say that as well.
Oh, Joe, without a doubt, yeah.
Joe. And how do you source notes, Rosemary? Where do you get the information?
Yes, I would be on the same route as well. I would have them posted here through the letterbox to me, or I could be down here in the local shop, and somebody could say to me, you know, my aunt passed away in England or America and she came from Ballinyah, would you put a note in for me? And I said, certainly. And I could stand there and rewrite down the piece, or I say, maybe email it to me or whatever. And or some people have rang me, and then I would see things. I went to maybe Cavan sportship, and I would go into, as I say, unfortunately, deaths. Something that I don't like, but I know it has to be recorded, but we've, I suppose, had a lot of sad and a lot of young or whatever, and I want to give them the respect that they need. And like that too, I do be always listening. People send me on things. I see in the GA, maybe there's a walks on, or there's the bingo is back now, and the lot, or we'd say our Ballinyah Association enterprise there, they do a lot of work as well. And Finn Phelan's National School, they send me on the notes, they're enrolling. So it's either word of mouth, it's either email, it's through the letterbox, it's by meeting people, or as I say, they're during the
observation.
Pandemic.
Observation.
I would have put in things, yes.
Yeah, well, we head down to Kerry now. And John Reedy, if the phone rings at 8:30 on a Wednesday morning, your heart stops. Why?
It used to. good morning, Damien. I remember that if the phone rang in the morning, especially on Wednesday morning, the morning that the Kerryman appeared on the shelves, you can be sure it was somebody whose piece was left out for some editorial reason. If there was an ad put into the page or something like that, it would pressure of advertising space would mean that a couple of little pieces might be knocked, and you'd have to answer the phone, of course, because look, you answered it at the weekend when you were hoping to get in stuff. So you just brave up and face the music, and invariably it would be music, you know,
So is there a lot of pressure locally to keep everybody happy, making sure that things are fair and accurate and included?
Oh God, I mean, look, the fair and accurate part of it is the most important part of it, because that has to be, because if you don't, by God, you'd hear about it. And invariably, you only hear about it if something is wrong. You know, people don't bother; they take it for granted, and rightly so. That you do the best for them, and you represent everybody's stories.
Well, what would people get upset about, John? Like the simplest, probably, of mistakes would upset people
more often than not about stuff that wouldn't appear.
All right,
you know, for like I said, because of editorial, because of pressure of space. In other words,
yeah.
You know, there are certain times a year where a lot of advertising comes in, and some of the advertising then falls onto the notes pages, you know, because of earlier page pressure and stuff like that. But some people's stuff then just doesn't appear. That's not so much nowadays with digital media, because look, people have Facebook pages, and those calls early in winter morning don't happen anymore, you know, because people now can put their stuff on Facebook pages and stuff like that.
But Joe O'Brien there in Lanesbury, you've managed to overcome that somewhat. You actually have an online page with your local notes. How is that going down abroad?
Well, that's going down fabulously. And I suppose, first and foremost, I better thank Tom Foley down in Athlone for setting that up for me, because Tom did that for me a number of years ago. That's going down. There would be about 800, regularly 800 readers of it every week.
Right.
From all over the world.
So in the TikTok soundbite world that we live in now, people still are anxious to find out who won the local blotto and maybe who died and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, this week, when Rosemary was talking about somebody dying in America, this week a former resident passed away in America, you know, and in Washington, or just outside of Washington, and you know, that will have to get coverage, as will the Stephen Dowd getting his 100,000 grand for his food hub, you know. So stuff like that will have to, but and that's what people want to see when they're away. They want to be able to connect, and when they come back home, they're able to run into Stephen Stephen Dowd walking on the street and said, "Oh, well done, Stephen. I see you yeah. got that," you know. And that's the beauty of being able to go that way with it.
And John, I know you have a web page as well called Main Valley Post. But do you still find even today in the newspaper, the actual physical paper, that people still on a Wednesday morning, wherever the Kerry Man comes out now, opening it up and seeing their name in print? Is that still important for people?
Oh, of course, God, it is, of course, for a huge part of the population. Oh, absolutely.
As long as it's not in the courts.
I beg your pardon?
As long as it's not in the court section.
Well, exactly. You know, I don't deal with court cases because, look, there are dedicated reporters for that kind of thing in the paper. So, look, yeah. I know where I'm bait, as they'd say around here.
Well, John, you're around a while, and before we go, Rosemary is the newest local notes contributor. So have you any advice for her?
Well, the only thing I would say is that, look, if you're ever start to stop, have a walk around your local town or village, and you'll meet people, and people call you and say, "Geez, I meant to call you last week there about something," and that's how you get. And don't consider it work. I got a hard lesson one time. I was taking a photograph of a man who was just climbing up on his tractor. He was a local farmer. And I asked him, I said, "Paddy, is it okay if I take a photograph?" And he said, "Work away." I took the photograph, we had a chat, and he said to me, "I used to be a carpenter once upon a time," you see, so, and I walked in Paddy's house, and Paddy said to me, "Johnny," he said, "do you do any work?" "No," he said, "only the photos." So, So I knew I didn't answer. I said, "No, Paddy." I said, I knew where I was beat," kind of thing. So,
yeah, time to give in. Well, listen, it's great to chat to you all. Keep up the good work. And it's so much a really important part of the local newspaper sections each week. Rosemary Gaynor in the Anglo Cell, Joe O'Brien in the Longford Leader, and John Reedy there in the Kerry Man newspaper. Great to chat to you all. Have a lovely weekend.